And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it is the second hour of the Earshot 20. We are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Not sure what that website's about? Well, Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head over there.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All kinds of good stuff. And we are also online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can contact us, and we'll do a feature with you on this show. We'll do an interview and also play something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. It's that simple. So please reach out, and we'll get that on for you amidst the countdown. Also, if you head over to our Facebook page right now, you're going to get to take part in a contest, a photo sharing contest that could earn you a prize package courtesy of some of the great labels that submit records to the charts, and also that were gracious enough to send us some goodies. There's some CDs, there's some albums, there's some paraphernalia from Nardwuar, who is, that's the right word, paraphernalia, that's right. He gave me a weird look and I didn't know. I wasn't sure if I used it in its correct context, but that's right. It's a couple of pins, but still, I think that's paraphernalia. Am I right?
Yeah, that's just not the way I usually hear that word referring to.
And a nice tote bag from Mint Records. Put it all in a nice package for you, and we'll ship it out. So wherever you are and wherever you're listening to this program, head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and take part in our contest. It's all in the spirit of our big anniversary. We're celebrating 100 episodes next week, so that's really exciting. It's good stuff. And it's going to land, the live show will land on Good Friday. So it's already a great Friday, and it'll be an even better Friday because we're 100. Yeah? No? I don't get you. What is... Where's the banter? What do people pay for?
You do a pretty good job bantering with yourself.
All right. Let's kick it off. Start with number 10, and we'll move on from there.
All right. Up one spot this week, kicking off the top 10, is Candle. Her new record, her debut record, is called In Flames, and you're going to hear a track called Winter. After that, you're going to hear from Future Islands. They dropped just one spot this week in their latest called Singles. You're going to hear A Dream of You and Me. And closing with the set, our first set of the second hour, is Soul Jazz Orchestra and a track from their latest Inner Fire called Kingdom Come. That's at number 8, down from number 5.
And just so you know, I picked this first song in memoriam of the horrible season that just passed. It's Candle, Winter, at number 10 this week. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Nature.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the Soul Jazz Orchestra and a track called Kingdom Come from their latest record at number 8, down to number 5, and it's called Inner Fire. At number 9 this week, down just one spot, was Future Islands and Singles with a track called A Dream of You and Me. And kicking off that set was Candle at number 10, up from number 11. Her new record's called In Flames, and that was a track called Winter.
Yeah, Winter went up in flames.
Sure.
It's gone now. All right, a few more tracks to bring you, and then we're going to hear again from Stephen Karlick talking about an artist whose name I mispronounced when I was talking to Stephen, but he corrected me. But he also told me that the way that I pronounced the artist's name was how he pronounced it for years until he had found out that it's pronounced a different way.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. There are particular artists that you don't like. Timber Tambor, who would have thought that T-I-M-B-R-E was to be pronounced Tambor? I wouldn't have, but...
This one's pretty silly, but the one that I remembered the most and was that until the Harry Potter movies came out when I was a kid in elementary school, I used to mispronounce Hermione. Just you see it in text. You never hear anyone say it.
How did you pronounce it?
Hermione. It's not a real name. How am I supposed to know? This is also like 15 years ago.
Oh my. All right.
Like baloney.
Oh man. All right, Tiff. You can go on.
You're okay? You're going to go in the corner there and think about it? We're going to move on here. We're going to hear from Ontario rockers Tokyo Police Club, who returned with their fourth album, a record they say is about being open and not following trends. Debuts at number 7. And here is a track entitled Hot Tonight.
Standing in a world with the street. I don't keep my sneakers wide. All I really got is a name and a bug to get me to another life. And I wonder what you're doing tonight. Tonight.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
That was The Haunting Idol by The War on Drugs. They're at number 6, rising one spot this week from their record Lost in the Dream. You heard a track called The Haunting Idol. And starting off that set was Hot Tonight by Tokyo Police Club. Their new record, Force Field, debuted at number 7.
Second hour of the program, it is the Earshot 20, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation. We're going to take a break from that, head back to the phone line, chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's still on the line with us, and we have an album review to tell you about. It's Todd Terje.
So I learned recently is actually Todd Terje,
but
I was calling him Todd Terje for the longest time. I've also been sort of keeping an eye on him for a while since 2012. He dropped an EP called It's the Arps, including a single, Inspector Norse. Since then, he's been releasing a bunch of singles, one called Lanzarote, another called Strandbar, one called Spiral. They've all been excellent. He is part of a Norwegian sort of trio of disco producers, including Lindstrom and Prince Thomas. And he finally released his first album. It's called It's Album Time, which makes sense for Terje. He's got a good sense of humor. The cover of the album is him sort of at a lounge piano, which references the fact that this album is both sort of for the dance floor and the lounge. He walks a fine line between kitsch and genius, but he does it incredibly well. He mixes techno and disco, lounge music, jazz, all sorts of stuff into an album that's sort of, I call it a review, R-E-V-U-E. Because it has that feel where he's sort of skipping all over the place, covering a bunch of ideas, all of which sound really great. The production is sparkling here. It's such a great album. I suggest everyone listen to it. And to help convince you, my song pick of the week is a single from it. It's called DeLorean Dynamite. You can hear all 6 minutes of it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
What is wave? What is save? Walk to it. K3. Place home. Need the force. Just shame. Warped and wave. What is home?
844.
Earshot 20.
That was The Fight by the Pack AD, unseated from their 10-week run at number one, coming in at number four this week. And before that, at number five, Dan from number three was Trust with a track from his latest record, Joyland, entitled For Gut.
And before that, you heard from Stephen Karlick and his song pick of the week, Todd Terrier.
Yeah, with a track called DeLorean Dynamite.
Good stuff. All right, a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But before we do that, we're going to take another quick break from the charts. And Brian's going to give you our segment that we like to just bring you every week up to speed as to what's debuting on the charts. Because, of course, we get the top 20 from the national top 50, and we can't play them all. But there are some albums debuting in the top 50 below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Eight debuts this week below the top 20, and speaking of things that are difficult to pronounce, but fun to pronounce. Kicking off our debuts this week at number 45 is a double album from Guelph's Whoop Zoo, entitled Kalanute Odenamine, recorded in the Arctic village of Salut, Quebec, in collaboration and mentorship with young Inuits in a silk screening program. Singer-songer is the latest from Snailhouse's Michael Fjorstek, whose newest release is due out on clear blue vinyl on Record Store Day in just a couple of weeks. Every cut features a different guest singer, and the album cracks charts at number 43. Coming in at number 42 is the Takeoff and Landing of Everything album number 6 from Manchester alt-rock five-piece Elbow, recorded partly in Peter Gabriel's studio and completed in their own Salford space. Boy and Bear are an Australian indie rock folk band, and their second album, Harlequin Dream, debuts number 36. And number 31 is Psych Pop 2, the second compilation from Toronto label Optical Sounds, featuring 19 far-out bands from that city and beyond. Translated by Montrealer Pierre Marchand, 4 of 6 songs on the new number 27 charting French-language EP Éphémère Sans Repère from married roots music duo Whitehorse appeared on previous records in English form. And number 27 is album number 7 from Brooklyn-based experimental noise rock trio Liars, entitled Mess, and Toronto's Biblical are at number 23 with their debut record of hard rock with psych undertones called Monsoon Season.
I love Whoop Zoo.
Whoop Zoo.
I hope they make it into the top 20 just so that we can say it every week. Here's Whoop Zoo. I love it.
And then I'll make you interview them so they can tell us how to say it properly.
Yeah. I'll interview them and be like, so Whoop Zoo, they have a name. I always interview like an artist, like one of the band members, but I'll just call them Whoop Zoo the whole time. All right. A couple more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And another countdown is done, and we'll be moving on. It's episode 99. So next week will be episode 100. I'm going to have some cool sound effects, some party sound effects. I'm going to have a big name movie star soundboard ready. So that way they'll be joining us on the program.
Wear hats.
We'll wear hats. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll also have some people joining us on the program throughout to just celebrate with us for our 100th. But before we do that, we have to get through 99. And so Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
Skyrocketing up from number 15 to number 3 is the latest from Timber Tambor called Hot Dreams. Here's a track called Curtains.
Thank you.
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 2.
far as I could tell, day could be on its way. So please don't take my love away. Let my baby stay.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our number one this week. For the first week in 10 weeks, a new number one, Mac DeMarco, debuting at 10 last week, hitting the top of the charts this week with his new record, Salad Days. That was a track called Let My Baby Stay. Before that, you heard You In Your Were by Kevin Drew, sitting still at number two this week is his latest, Darlings. And number three, starting off the set, all the way up from number 15 was Timber Tambor. Their latest is called Hot Dreams, and that was Curtains.
Well, there you have it. Another countdown done for another week. And you know what that means. 99 is done. Next week is 100. Woo! I don't know what that's supposed to be. That didn't even sound like one of those. Anyway, we'll be back next week, of course.
Oh, no, there's a train coming.
It's the fun train.
Oh, Anthony's tea's boiling.
We'll be back next week with a brand new countdown, of course. But if you're just tuning into this program, it is the Earshot 20. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation every week from earshot-online.com. You should check out the website if you haven't already. It's a really great website. And we do this live each week from St. John, New Brunswick. It is the campus and community radio station there, local 107.3 FM, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all for carrying this program, including our station. We are on 21 stations, and we thank them all very much. You might also be listening to us if you download the program on radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much. And don't forget to head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like and share the photo that we've posted on our wall. It's an opportunity for you to win that great prize pack that you see in that picture, compliments of many of the great record companies that send out the CDs that you hear on this program and your respective stations. So thank you very much for that. Next week, it's a jam-packed episode. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're 100. We'll do something different. I don't know what it is yet. Maybe I'll do an impersonation for you.
No.
Brian won't let that happen. All right. Something will happen, though. It'll be fun stuff. Until then, thank you very much for tuning in, and stick around because there's a lot more great program coming up on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.